You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers were hoping for a short DL stint for Clayton Kershaw, and now they're faced with losing him for a longer period of time. Let's talk about that with Barry Bloom. I'm Alyssa Sutter. Barry, Clayton Kershaw being on the DL, that sent shockwaves through the nation. Being a little dramatic there. But now he had a setback during his bullpen session on Saturday. He's having some lower back problems, and now it looks like he is going to be out. We don't want to use the word indefinitely quite yet, but it's heading that way. I'm stating the obvious, how alarming is this for the Dodgers?
Well, considering the rest of their pitching issues out of their starting rotation, you know, I think it's very alarming. Last year you get to the trade deadline and the Dodgers had, you know, Kershaw pitching well, Greinke having the season of his life. They were trying to get Cole Hamels from the Phillies, but they didn't want to part with the people that the Phillies wanted to make that trade. The Phillies traded him to Texas. And this year, really, they don't have Kershaw for a protracted period of time. Greinke's gone, and he's on the DL with the Diamondbacks. And so, you know, they're working from a position of weakness here going to the trade deadline with, you know, really, what are they going to do with the depth chart of their rotation the way it is right now?
Yeah, so the way it is right now is Maeda, Bud Norris, Kazmir, McCarthy, and they have recalled Julio Urias, who is very young and very talented, and I guess we can't call him a prospect anymore, but he made 8 starts before the All-Star break, a ton of strikeouts. He struggled a little bit with his command, but their ultimate goal is really for him to not pitch beyond an innings limit, and they're being very cautious with him. So he has been thrust into duty on the major league level more out of necessity and nothing else. And that can really become problematic for them, right? I mean, if anything happens to this kid, then it's going to be like a really bad situation if they've been pushing him when they really shouldn't have.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a two-pronged issue with Urias is that, you know, number one, he's 19 years old, and they don't want to put too much pressure on his arm too early because they're looking at him long-term. And secondly, if they want to make a deal for an established starter, which there's not a real plethora of them around Major League Baseball this time around, even expected free agents who you can rent, you know, Urias is the number one prospect in that organization that other teams are going to want. So you have a question here, and I think there's a major discussion going on within the organization between ownership and the front office. Do you take a long-term view of this and watch what you're doing with Urias and do the best you can for this season? And then, or do you take a short-term view and try to win now by trading a part like Urias for a more established pitcher when you need somebody in your rotation to anchor a rotation, which is short right now? And I think that's what's going on, and that's what's going to be under discussion until you get to the trade deadline and even beyond, because as you know, up until September 1st, players can go through waivers and you can make trades until you establish the playoff rosters on September 1st. So there's a lot of time to make deals and a lot of things for the Dodgers to do. People may not remember it, but the big Beckett-Adrian Gonzalez deal that they made in the first blush of this ownership a few years ago was all done in August. All those guys passed their waivers, and they were able to make the deal. So, I mean, there's still 2 months to go before the trade deadline to make.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really interesting with what you say about Urias. Taking on a more established pitcher, which means taking on more money, which is not a problem for the Dodgers. But I don't know. The Dodgers have this long string of injury history with their pitchers. And so it would seem that it could be counterproductive to try to get somebody who's got a lot of innings on his arm and give up one guy that doesn't have a lot of innings on his arm and could really carry this rotation, through the next several years. I mean, do you think they're maybe a little gun-shy just to take on another guy that might have baggage when it comes to arm issues?
I think that's part of the whole discussion that's probably going on internally within the organization. Remember, there's a lot of ownership parts. You know, there's Stan Kasten in the middle of this. There's a number of general managers under Andrew Friedman, types who you know, weigh in on this within the organization, and I'm sure there's a lot of conflicting opinions on what they should do. And but if you think about it long term, you know, the guys that they already have gotten are, save for Kershaw, doesn't have an arm issue right now. He's got a back issue, and he's been a very solid performer for them, and he came up through their system. But every other one, you know, whether it's Ryu, Maeda, who has elbow problems, you know, it hasn't come to the forefront here since they came over from Japan, but, you know, he wound up with a make-good contract because of elbow problems that came up in their physical examinations of him. You know, these are all Wood was a trade last year. These are all guys. McCarthy was a free agent signing. These are all guys who came outside the organization. They don't have very many pitchers except, you know, for Kenley Jansen and Ed Kershaw right now come up through the organization over the long term who you can even talk about with stuff like this. Urias is one of the few out of this era that they have. So I think, yeah, your point is well taken. If I'm within the organization, you're going to have a major, you know, blowback on this if you get rid of a guy like Urias. And you take on somebody else who winds up with a lot of innings and an arm problem, especially if you get that guy and it doesn't work. You know, last year it was Alex Wood and Matt Latos that they got at the deadline, and Latos was gone before the season was even over. He was so bad. And Wood has just been a guy, and he's been hurt on and off. So, I mean, that was their attempt last year when they had a healthy Greinke and Kershaw at the trade deadline. So, you know, it's a much more problematic position right now, and they're chasing a team in the Giants that has, you know, their own injury problems that they have to overcome right now.
Yeah, and we do have some news on Alex Wood. So you have just found out that he's out. And what's the latest news on him?
Well, my understanding is that, you know, he's about to undergo elbow surgery, and he probably will be shot for the season. So, I mean, you know, you go back to prior to the All-Star break, and you had, you know, Kershaw out, but he was on the mend. You had Ryu coming back and making his first start right before the break against the Padres. You had Wood and Brett Anderson in various stages of repair. You just had McCarthy come back and pitch well, and he's still pitching well off of Tommy John surgery. And it looked like the Dodger pitching staff was starting to head in the right direction. And since then, they've DL'd Ryu because, you know, he really can't pitch yet. You know, Wood looks like he's going for surgery. Anderson is coming off back surgery, and I don't think you can count on him because you have to build up innings as a starter somewhere along the line before he's physically capable to come back. And you don't know whether Kershaw is even going to be available even in the long term. He might be shot for a good portion of the rest of the season. So, you know, this is where the Dodgers are right now, and they're still only 4.5 games behind the Giants. So, I mean, it's a big decisions that, you know, these guys have to make in the next couple of weeks of which direction they're going to go and what they think they can do because, as I said before, you could trade young talent, which Friedman and those guys have resisted doing since he came in the last year or so, and winds up not going anywhere with that trade that you made for the young talent you trade. And then the other thing is, you know, what do you do for the long term? The guys that are really contributing to the Dodgers right now are really their most inexpensive players. Their third baseman, their shortstop, their outfielders, in a certain extent. You know, Adrian Gonzalez of the group is you know, the only veteran who they can rely on pretty regularly to play. Grandal is up and down, but you know, you see where they are at this point. And there's other needs that they have if you're looking at the trade deadline, too.
Yeah, and here they are, 11 games over 500. So always interesting with the Dodgers. Barry, thank you so much. I know you're going to Cooperstown this weekend, so enjoy covering all of that. We will catch up with you later this season. Thank you.
I'll miss you up there this year. Thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.